Good morning. Welcome to this press point. President Barroso and Commissioner Andor just had a high-level tripartite meeting with the European social partners. We are going to hear a few short statements of the President and of the social partners, and then we take a few questions. President.
Thank you. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We just had what I think was a very fruitful meeting, a very open exchange of views with the four European social partners, the European Trade Union Confederation, ETUC, Business Europe, the European Association of Craft, Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises, WEAPME, the European Centre of Employers and Enterprises Providing Public Services, CEEP. In fact, this meeting came because John Monks, the president of ETUC, wrote me a letter some time ago saying that he wanted to discuss some of the concerns, the very important concerns, that the trade unions of Europe have in this current situation. So in the short term, you have organized it. In our discussion today, I have underlined the need for fiscal consolidation and structural reforms. Only if we are serious about getting our house in order, and only if you really do our best to work for a sustainable future, we'll be able to re-establish confidence in our economy and growth. Growth is the response, but without confidence, we will not restore growth. Without growth, no job creation. Without determination to act now, we put our European model of society at risk. We want to keep our European model of society. For this, it is important to create confidence in Europe, in the euro area, in Europe. I think we could have some points of agreement, even if there were, of course, naturally different points of view. But I think everybody agrees that we need a smart, sustainable, and inclusive growth. I think everybody agrees that efforts must be fair and balanced. Everybody must contribute. We must not leave behind the weakest of our societies. Growth that occurs on the back of a social wasteland will turn into a boomerang. We need to have special attention for the most vulnerable in our societies. The crisis exists not because the workers have created it, but there is indeed an emergency situation from a financial point of view. Thirdly, to ensure sustainable and inclusive growth, effective social dialogue at all levels is key. We also need to have close cooperation among the social partners to anticipate and manage future difficulties. Fourthly, we should aim at creating increased participation in the labour market. Finally, all participants have shown some commitment to a joint direction. There is, in fact, a joint statement of the European social partners on the Europe 2020 strategy. I welcome that statement, and I hope that you will give it all the attention it needs. At least I promise social partners that I will convey this as well to the next European Council. Social cohesion and social inclusion are at the heart of Europe 2020. They will remain central for the next 10 years. I look forward to the continuous close cooperation with the social partners in overcoming this crisis. I hope that at national level also this effort is pursued. And once again, thank you for all the contributions, to the very frank and open exchanges, and to the effort I have sensed, even in some differences, to try to reach for a common, or at least common, lines of response. And one point I want to underline once again is that both the ETUC and Business Europe, they believe, and I thank them for that, that Europe can be part of the response. They want a European response. And this is very important. I hope that all leaders, including at the governmental level, agree that not only at national level, but at European level, we should coordinate better to have this kind of response. John?
Thank you, President. We made this call for a high-level meeting really out of despair and alarm at the prospects for growth in Europe as all countries, not just those in distress, move to cut their budgets, move to reduce public expenditure and get rid of red ink from their national accounts. And the fact that all were are doing it more or less at the same time is our biggest worry, and we've had the opportunity this morning to raise these points with the President and with the Commissioner, and to make our call for growth is now we know in the distressed countries that's going to be difficult on their own account. But Europe as a whole should be able in due course to mobilize itself to inject some growth into the European economy as a whole. And at the moment, things are going in the opposite direction. So we've been talking, we're aware, I'm accompanied by colleagues from Greece and from France, Bernard and Yanis, who will be available, by the way, to after this meeting to talk about their perceptions. But I would make the point that we are, in the trade union world, very concerned about the situation. Workers are worried. There's quite a bit of social unrest in some countries. We want to see a growth path followed. The Americans still got the scope to do that, and we believe some European economies have got the scope to do that. I'm glad that the employers also have got a growth agenda, and we've been able to find some points of agreement with them as well. So we'll be keeping up the pressure in the months ahead. We don't want a bleak midwinter for the unemployed. We want prospects, anyway, that Europe is going to move out of this particular crisis in the not-too-distant future. And we'll be using all our means and methods in the trade union world, including some demonstrations on September the 29th, to press for that across Europe. So it's going to be a difficult time. We appreciate some of the problems. We know a lot has been done. We believe a lot more has got to be done.
From my side, I'm Philippe Dubuc, Director General of Business Europe, and I talk here also not only on behalf of Business Europe, but also from my colleagues from CEP and UAPME, firstly to thank the President for having taken that initiative. It was a request of the trade unions, but we have always been part of the social dialogue, so we participate in those meetings because the social dialogue is even more important than ever, not only at the European level, but also in each of the member states, and I want to underline that. We are in a crisis on the one hand, but we are also in a recovery mode at the European level when it comes to the economy, and all what we have to do now is to also to stimulate the growth, but to put also the finances of the countries in order, and in particular in those who are in trouble. This is an effort. We recognize that, but this is indispensable. On the European level, I want to underline our joint statement between all the social partners. This is an important document. The President of the Commission and the Commissioner has received it, have promised to convey it to all the members of the Commission, but also to the European Council of the 17th of June. Why is that important? Because it's also a program to stimulate the growth where it is possible. The last thing we need is continuous social unrest, because this is a way also to undermine the confidence. We have to rebuild confidence, therefore social dialogue is important, but we count also on the responsibility of all the social partners to avoid social unrest, even if we accept the difficulties, but we have to build up the European Union and the growth strategy together. Thank you.
Thank you. We have time for two or three questions.
Thanks. Dave Cronin from the Interpress Service. Question for Mr. Barroso. Mr. Barroso, many trade unions and indeed many other organizations have called this week for robust action to be taken against the state of Israel. Israel, as you know, is participating in several important programs that the European Commission is administering. Will you be seeking a review of Israel's participation in those programs, given that its forces have murdered nine peace activists in international waters this week? Thank you.
Look, we have not discussed this today, frankly speaking. I cannot know. Yes, it's a very important question. I will refer you to the position taken by the European Union on behalf of the European Union by Cathy Ashton, our representative. I fully agree with that statement. That is our position on this matter.
So your answer is no, you're not going to review.
My answer is that exactly the position that was stated by the European Union High Representative. That is our position.
You're not going to undertake any review of Israel's participation.
I'm sorry, I give the answer I want, not what the answer you want. I reiterate the position of the European Union regarding the condemnation of what happened, the need to have some action exactly in the terms that were mentioned by the High Representative, Vice President of the Commission, Cathy Ashton, and I don't believe at this moment, in this press conference, I should add anything.
Are there any questions on the topic of the meeting?
Yes, Martina Herzog for the German Westdeutsche Allgemeine Zeitung. A question to Mr. Monks. You announced strikes last week, speaking to Reuters. Could you give some details on the scale? What do you expect? Strikes, about spending cuts anyway. And if I may, a further question to the Commissioner and to Mr. Andor. Do you share the concerns of Mr. Monks?
We're planning a day, a European Day of Action on the 29th. There'll be a big demonstration to coincide with an ECOFIN meeting in Brussels that day, centred on Belgian affiliates. And we'll be, as Bernard Thibault explained in the meeting, there will be demonstrations, possible stoppages of work, I don't know yet, in other countries as a call for growth and worries about the cuts that are being imposed. Across Europe at the present time. That will be the shape of the day. It'll be a democratic day. It'll be a day, I think, that reflects credit on the trade union movement. And we're looking to use it, I think, to keep pressure on for a growth agenda as well as a le rigueur agenda, which is very much the à la mode at the moment.
Of course, we share the concern. We believe we are in a period of recovery in the European Union, but it's still a fragile recovery. And that's why we had to reinforce the governance mechanism of the Economic and Monetary Union. We also have to reinforce the mechanism for growth and jobs. And we continue with a very strong social dialogue because we believe that's the best way forward on the European level and also on the member state level.
One more question, please.
To try and avoid further social unrest, already is Europe to impose a tax on financial transactions on the EU-wide level?
Yes. First of all, I want to make that point clear. We are extremely worried with the social situation in Europe. That point was made very clear by the trade union's representatives. And we've got the message. Our analysis was already that one. We have an emergency financial situation, a budgetary problem, a debt crisis, but we also have an emergency social situation. That's one of the reasons why the European Union, the European Commission, has proposed to the European Union, for instance, a platform against poverty, and we are committed also to enhance our agenda for social inclusion in Europe. Now, regarding the financial transaction tax, I've already explained my position. I'm in favor. I've said it well before these latest developments of the crisis. We are in favor because we believe it's a way also of the financial sector that was at the origin of this crisis in 2008, give a fair contribution to the response. And we are going to fight for that in the G20. I cannot anticipate now what's going to be the result of G20, and I don't think it is not useful now to say what we'll do in case there is not an agreement there. Let's try to find an agreement at the G20.
Thank you very much. We have to conclude.
I want to give an answer. We are with the trade unions when it comes to support the growth strategy. We can perfectly recognize the right of the trade unions to make their points clear. What would be a big mistake is to make the companies the victims of stoppages and social unrest at the moment that we are in a full recovery. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you for your
Merci beaucoup.
Encore une fois.
Merci.
Thank you. Au revoir. Okay, I'm going to see you.